with SRN News.
I'm John Scott. Senator Tom Cotton not happy about the way the Biden administration has handled those recent drone sightings, and he's taking action.
That's why I've introduced legislation in recent months that would both make clear the lines of authority in the military for protecting our airspace and a bill that would allow state and local law enforcement agencies to down drones if necessary to protect, say, sporting events.
The Arkansas Republican made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. Federal authorities say the sightings have included legal commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned aircraft, helicopters, and even STARS mistakenly reported as drones. Also at SRNNews.com, consumers stepped up their spending at retail stores last month, providing a boost to the economy in the early phases of the winter holiday shopping season. Retail sales rose 0.7% in November, according to the Commerce Department. That's a solid increase and higher than October's 0.5% gain. The boost in spending underscores that the economy is still growing at a healthy pace, even with higher interest rates. The Fed will announce its latest rate decision on Wednesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson says congressional Republicans are eagerly awaiting Inauguration Day 2025.
It's 34 days until President Trump takes the oath of office, but he's already begun the power of the Trump effect. And you see what's happening at Mar-a-Lago. There's more activity there than there is on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Johnson and other House Republican leaders addressed reporters today on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, congressional leaders have struck a bipartisan deal on a continuing resolution to fund the federal government until March 14th of next year. That deal includes over $100 billion in emergency aid for disaster relief. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The state Supreme Court ruled that the work of the Catholic Charities and four related organizations is not primarily religious, although it found that the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from Catholic teachings. The case probably will be argued in the spring. This is SRN News. The New Orleans Police Department pushing to end more than a decade of federal oversight.
The New Orleans Police Department has been plagued for decades by corruption, including a 1994 murder that was ordered by a crooked police officer and the attempted cover-up of the killing of unarmed civilians in 2005. Now the NOPD wants lifted court-ordered federal oversight. The Office of the Independent Police Monitor says while the NOPD has made significant strides, it hasn't done enough as a whole to work with the community in reshaping the department. I'm Donna Warder.
North Carolina reached its Medicaid expansion enrollment goal of 600,000 people just over a year since the program rolled out. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper called the enrollment numbers a monumental achievement, life-changing for people. The state projected it would take 2 years to enroll 600,000 North Carolinians. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.